If you don't know me, yes, my name is Mary then, and I thank God for giving me a good reason to be here. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "So we are Christ's official messengers." I am here to deliver a message to you this morning, and as you receive it, I pray that you will share it to those in your life. Amen? Amen. And I do warn you, my sermon is not 10 pages long or 2 sentences short. It will be at the right amount of words that God would help me to express. So please bow your heads to open up our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity to hear a message, to deliver a message to those and share our thoughts with you, Lord. I pray that peace be with us. May your Holy Spirit help us, Lord, to understand more about you. I thank you, Lord, for all you've done. In Christ, amen. Amen. The title of my sermon this morning is John 3:16. John chapter 3:16. As Christians, we have heard many sermons based on John 3:16. And we have heard many stories about it. And the best thing about it, like, we memorize it by heart. So can we say it all together? John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." There are 3 details I'd like to share about you that I have found in John 3:16 that God has nourished in my life. For God so loved the world. Love. The world. Us. May you turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. The book of 1 John chapter 4, verses 10. First John chapter 4, verse 10. If you have found it, may you please read it.
"Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins."
So the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 says, "What is love? It is not that we love others, or we love God, but is that God loved us, that he sent his Son to give his life for us all." That is love. Amen, church? Amen. Our second detail is found in the scripture, giving, that he gave his only begotten Son. I remember reading through the book of Matthew, and one of the lessons that Christ has taught the crowd and the disciples was to give to the people in need. To give to the people in need. And it is really quite obvious that God gave his Son to give his life because he knows that we are the people in need. Amen? We are in need of his love, of his Son, to be forgiven. Not only that, it comes down to that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe. Believe means to accept as true or real, to have confidence in. Believe is what God waits us for us to make a choice with as he shares his love for us and throughout our lives. May you please turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. It gives us a true reason to believe in him. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 39. And if you have found it, may you please read it. And it says, "For we are not people who are being pulled back and are destroyed, but we are people who believe and are saved." When we believe in "For God so loved the world," we are known as the people who will not be pulled back. When we believe in that he gave his only begotten son, we are known as the people who will not be destroyed, but have everlasting life because we believe and are saved. These three details is not the only details found in this scripture. There's many more to it. Not only just love, to give, and to believe. John 3:16 also helps people in this life to have a turning point in their journey. And this story has reminded me of an old story I've heard before. And it goes like this. There was a Seventh-day Adventist church, and every evening before the sun sets down, they will have a small service. In this service, the pastor only preaches about 10 minutes, and then Sabbath is over. So one Sabbath evening, as the church was done with their potluck, everybody was coming in the sanctuary, and there were these two teenager boys who sat in the front row. And you can see them laughing, giggling, whatever boys talk about in church. And so the pastor walks up to the stage, and he says, "Well, church, before we start our sermon, I'd like to introduce to you a good old friend of mine. He has been faithful to his work, and I would like to give him this moment to share whatever he wants to say or testimony." The pastor sits back down, and everybody's looking at each other, wondering, this pastor has a friend, a good old friend of his? Because everybody in that church was all young, youth, kids. And they can see an old man walking to the stage. As the old man got to the stage, the first thing he started off was, there was a father, a son, and a son's best friend. One summer, the father, the son, and the son's best friend went sailing in the Pacific Ocean. As evening came, they can see dark clouds up in the sea. And as they were rushing to land, the currents had took them out into the storm. And as they were in the storm, the ship was being pulled to and fro, and then a big wave came, and it was so strong that it has washed out the son and the son's best friend into the water. The father starts looking around in the boat to find a rope, and he found one. And then he thinks about it. By this one rope, he can only save one person. He looks at his son, and he thought about how he knew God his whole life, a good Christian boy, and yet he looks at his son's best friend, who was an atheist, who doesn't believe in God. So he knew at that moment he had to make a choice. So he looks at his son and calls out, "Son, I love you." Then he throws out the rope to his son's best friend. And as he was pulling his son's best friend in, at that very same moment, he is watching his own son drown into the sea. And ever since from that day, his son's body was not found. The old man then said, "You know, just knowing this story reminds me of John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That father gave his son's life up so that his friend may know God and may be saved." And then The old man just went back down and sat. And the pastor got up, he did his 10-minute sermon, and then church was done. After the service, these two teenager boys that were sitting in the front came up to the old man, and they're saying, "Oh, sir, that was a very good story. I really liked it." And he was like, "Oh, thank you. And one of the teenager boys told the old man, "Well, about your story, no offense, but it didn't seem really realistic. Like, why in the world would a father give up his son's life so that his best friend can know God? We believe in John 3:16, but this story seems unrealistic." And the old man said, "Well, you are right. That story I told was pretty unrealistic, right?" They're like, "Yeah, no offense, sir." And then he says, "Well, I was that father, and your pastor is my son's best friend. When I heard this story and I thought about John 3:16, in my moment in life, as I heard this verse, I have seen people memorize it by heart, but yet they don't say it with all their heart. I come to you this morning to give you this message because as an imperfect person, I really thank God for giving us an everyday opportunity to believe so that in the end, that eternal life will be waiting for you. Sorry, I'm not trying to stall time. I'd like to thank God for throughout this whole past 2 months, as one of my church members, Bill, told me that I was preaching Honoka'a, I couldn't find a sermon. And I was struggling throughout March, April, until now, spiritually. I told God, "Can you please help me find a sermon? I preached before, but knowing that my spiritual life has gone to a decrease, I really need your help." And one day, a friend of mine gave me a small note card saying John 3:16 on it, and I knew that it was a sign for me to share it. And I thank God for giving me this verse because he has put it into existence that it really means that it is for you. And nothing can separate us from God's love, not even the devil, not even this world. And I know that giving you the sermon, it was not perfect, but I pray that hopefully you will share with somebody else that's either going through some rough time in their life, and they'll hopefully give them a turning point. And I do apologize, like I said in the beginning, my sermon wasn't that long or short, but God has given me the amount of words to say, and may God bless you. That was my sermon. Amen. Amen.